The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
5 on 5 I've on for your text now. I don't know if you know this, but one of the fastest growing areas in technology is VR, virtual reality. Now, Aviva are using VR, virtual reality, to educate people about road safety. In particular, they have a thing which allows people, I suppose, to imagine they're in a car accident. Teddy Daly is head of marketing for Aviva Ireland, and he joins us in studio with his VR gadget. Good afternoon, Teddy.
Hi, Ray.
Now, this is a thing that started in England, in the UK.
Yes.
So describe what people see.
Okay, what it is Leicestershire Fire Brigade, they actually created a virtual car crash aimed at kind of teenagers. So it's a virtual reality headset. You're a passenger in the car, and basically there's some messing going on, and there's four kids in the car, and they're involved in a fairly traumatic car accident. They hit a tractor, and you can actually look around the car. You are the passenger.
Yes. So you can look around. You can see there are two passengers in the back.
Yeah.
You can see that the driver, who's a young man, is on his phone, showing you a picture. All of those things, and it brilliantly captures the atmosphere in a car where there's four young people having the crack.
Yeah, it's almost as if you're there. You're kind of nervous, you know. You're looking at the driver. He's messing. You kind of feel a bit tense looking at him, you know. And you get the visual motion. You really feel as if you're in it.
Yeah, and you know from research that young people, unfortunately, are prone to die in car accidents, particularly passengers.
Yeah, look, they're statistically the most likely to be involved in a serious car accident, particularly young men.
Right.
Young males are...
Okay.
are
and it's interesting that this is on a country road, because I was only reading today in an article by Brian Hutton, analysis by the Road Safety Authority shows almost 8 in 10 road deaths during the first half of this year were in rural areas, and the majority were on 80 kilometre zones.
Yeah.
So, and this is exactly what this depicts.
Yeah, it's done very specifically. I mean, these are the group of people that we need to try and hit home how dangerous a car accident can be. And it's, you know, you can hear about it in theory, but it's only if you ever actually were either in one, God forbid. But if you can experience even like a fraction of what an eye actually like, it might just help change
your behavior. And that's what we're trying to do, change behavior.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it goes to the accident, and then you're still there after the accident when the emergency services arrive.
Yeah, look, it's 2 minutes you're in the car and there's messing going on. There's an accident, and it kind of, the screen goes back. But when you wake up, you are in a fairly horrific car accident. One of the kids in the back seat has gone through the windscreen. There's blood everywhere. The driver is bleeding in pain and screaming. It's pretty horrendous. It's pretty shocking. It's pretty harrowing. The next thing you see the emergency services, like you've got the paramedics there, you've got the police there, the helicopters. You are in it.
Yes.
And you look down and your own legs, there's blood everywhere. I mean, it's pretty visceral. It's pretty harrowing, but it's really effective, you know.
You see, measuring the effectiveness of these things is difficult as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can lecture. I mean, I've kids myself. You can lecture them all you want, but if you experience something for yourself,
okay.
We're not.
So where will this be, and who will get to put it on their heads?
Okay, well, basically, just to give you a bit of background. Last year, Cork County Council, Caroline Casey is the road safety officer in Cork County Council, and Garda Jonathan McCarthy of Skull Garda Station, and they came to us with the idea. This was there that they come across this virtual reality clip, and they were looking for some financing to see if they could bring it to the schools. So we financed a pilot program, and it went incredibly well over the last year in Cork. They brought it to 4,000 students. You know, a couple of hundred schools or 100 schools in Cork have seen it, and it really works. You know, the kids who experience it, it really does affect them, you know.
Yes.
And they say that afterwards. So with that in mind, then Aviva decided to finance a full rollout of this program to every single county council in Ireland. So in September, we brought every road safety officer together, it was 29 of them, to the Aviva Stadium, and we basically have given them all virtual reality headsets. So there's 500 virtual headsets have gone to the county council.
So how many is that each? Like, so
it depends. About 15 in a set.
A set,
but
okay.
It's a 7-minute clip.
And is it advised that 15 do it together. So they, it's sort of like a shared experience nearly.
Very much so, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then so, they can comment on it afterwards.
Yeah, so we launched it here in Dublin yesterday at Trinity Comprehensive in Ballymun. The Lord Mayor was there. We had 40 transition year students. And so they're all experiencing it together.
Mm.
And it's fascinating to watch them.
And know. What was the reaction?
Some of them are a bit upset. Some of them are holding each other's hands. You know, the lads are messing with each other. But like every single one of them, once they've done it, can say, yeah, okay, I see it. You know,
yeah.
It does affect.
It does. No, it does. And it's very well done. Very well done. So there are 500 of those around the country. And if I suppose if schools want to get the road safety officer to come along, they'll.
Well, look, that's
the RSA.
That's what we're here today. I mean, it's done in conjunction with the county councils and the road safety officers, but also in conjunction with the Garda Síochána. They've been very much supportive of this whole program. So there's a Your Life for a Choice program. The idea is that they will go into schools and give, you know, a short presentation just on some of the risks. And then you experience it yourself. And I think that's where it might, you know, bring it to life.
I get a sense, it's only a sense, that younger people are going to be more responsible on the roads, you know, because there's an older generation who drank and drove and all those sort of things. I think younger people are a lot more conscious of how important it is to be safe while driving.
Yeah, interesting though. You see the research that we launched that 1 in 3 aren't always using their safety belt.
Right.
I mean, I remember when I was growing up, and you're probably the same. You remember there was a big campaign to get people to wear safety belts. I think everyone universally wears a safety belt now. But I was kind of fascinated to see that 1 in 3 admitted that they didn't always use their safety belts. You know, 50% of them said they were texting. You know, admitting to texting in the car.
Mm.
You know, personally, look around. I think probably more and more people are texting in the car. It's really, I think, what showed in the VR clip. It just shows one split second where you're not paying attention can have absolutely catastrophic consequences.
Yeah.
It's just that split second, and that's what happened. You know, all of a sudden you're messing in the car, bang.
It's a great initiative, and hopefully it will save lives. Teddy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks
a million.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.